China has mobilized a massive crackdown in the western province of Xinjiang as ethnic Muslim Uyghur rioting broke out against the Han, China's dominant ethnic group. According to the state news agency, 156 people were killed in the initial outbreak of violence and more than 1,000 people were injured. The riots occurred in the provincial capital of Yiruangzi. China quickly sent in 20,000 troops to stop the ethnic violence and cut off internet and mobile phone service to the region. The unrest started after local police confronted a Uyghur protest march calling for an official investigation into a fight between Uyghurs and Han Chinese at a toy factory in late June. According to the New York Times, the fight started when a former factory worker spread a rumor that 6 Uyghur men had raped 2 Han Chinese women at the factory. In a sign of the severity of the ethnic unrest, China's president, Hu Jintao, left the G8 summit in Italy early to deal with his nation's worst ethnic violence in decades. In the days after the outbreak, Han Chinese retaliated against Uyghur businesses and mosques. Right after World War II, Uyghurs created the independent state of East Turkmenistan, but it was taken over by the People's Republic of China in 1949. Since the 1990s, a growing number of Uyghur activists have been arrested or forced into exile. Mexican President Felipe Calderón of the Conservative National Action Party, or PAN, suffered a considerable defeat in midterm congressional elections when the former ruling party, the Institutional Revolutionary Party, or the PRI, won dozens of seats in Congress and now holds a majority of state governors. The economic downturn and growing drug violence influenced the outcome of the elections. Over 11,000 people have been killed since Calderón took office in late 2006. In recent months, Mexico's Congress approved a plan to decriminalize possession of small amounts of illegal drugs. But the proposal submitted by President Calderón fell far short of the goals of drug reform groups. Critics from the small PSD, Partido Socialdemócrata, say the amounts decriminalized are so small that most addicts will be prosecuted as drug dealers and face stiff sanctions. Meanwhile, President Obama is gearing up to put more agents on Mexico's border to fight drug trafficking. The administration is also recruiting 1,500 National Guard volunteers from 4 border states to work on anti-drug surveillance, intelligence, and aviation support. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has formally opposed a move to tax health care benefits to raise $320 billion to pay for health reform over the next decade. A proposal by Senate Finance Chair Max Baucus, Democrat of Montana, would tax health care benefits above $17,000 a year. Baucus is negotiating with a number of Senate Republicans, including Charles Grassley of Iowa, on drafting health reform legislation. Taxing health care benefits is highly unpopular, and industrial unions have pledged to challenge senators, Democrat or Republican, who vote for taxing health insurance. The House Ways and Means Committee has proposed a surtax on people making over $280,000 a year to pay for health reform. The bill would raise $550 billion over 10 years. The Obama administration has negotiated deals with hospitals and drug makers to agree to over $200 billion in savings to pay for health reform initiatives. Last fall, candidate Barack Obama blasted his rival John McCain for advocating taxing health benefits to pay for expanded health care, and the president recently has restated his opposition to such a tax. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Ruben Abreu.